Protein synthesis in the cell is a miracle. Every process in the body takes place by way of proteins. For that reason, every cell needs protein at every moment. As a result, protein needs to be manufactured in the body every second. The place in the cell where protein is manufactured is the DNA. When any of the 100 trillion or so cells in the body needs protein, a message is sent to the DNA by way of hormones. The proteins in DNA, in other words, enzymes, go into action in order to take the code necessary for the protein to be manufactured from the DNA. The way that enzymes find the information needed to be able to manufacture a single protein is like trying to find a single page in an encyclopedia of 1,000 volumes. That part of the DNA containing this code is opened up. Enzymes open up the relative part of the helix and hold it open as far as the end of the section the relevant code will be extracted from. There is no need for any other sections to be opened up. While these enzymes hold open the edge of the section needed for the code, another enzyme arrives on the scene and produces a copy of the section in question. The extracted copy is called messenger RNA. The messenger RNA sets out for the factory where the protein is to be manufactured. The messenger RNA carefully transports the copy and leaves the nucleus. There are gatekeepers waiting at the exit from the nucleus during this stage. They decide what can enter the nucleus or not and open the gate accordingly. The gate is always open for messenger RNA. The messenger RNA takes the copy and departs the nucleus, carrying the copy directly to the ribosome, the factory where the new protein is to be manufactured. The messenger RNA binds to the relevant part of the ribosome and begins preparations for the manufacture of new protein. In order for production to take place in the ribosome, the factory, in other words, raw materials have to be brought in and installed in line with the code. These raw materials are amino acids. These are brought in by transfer RNA. The amino acids are brought in and establish a glorious protein chain, consisting of at least 100 sequences each. Amino acids bind to one another with special chemical bonds known as peptide bonds. These chemical bonds are some of the most powerful bonds of all. Proteins therefore have a very sound structure and are not easily damaged by external factors. The way these amino acids are arranged determines the nature of that protein. It is therefore exceedingly important which amino acid follows which in the sequence. Enzymes never make a mistake as they establish the sequence. After the new protein chain has been manufactured, it is sent to a special section in the factory, in the ribosome in other words, where it assumes a special three-dimensional form through being folded and pleated in various ways. This three-dimensional shape created by this folding and pleating determines the nature of the protein. Unless it is given a special shape, the protein cannot function, even if the sequence is completely accurate. When the chain assumes its three-dimensional form, the process is now complete. A new protein has been built. When the new protein departs this special section, an enzyme arrives on the scene. It picks up the newly constructed protein and carries it right to where it is needed in the cell. The protein synthesis process, described here in very general terms, takes place in every cell 2,000 times per second. All the components know just what to do as they carry out the process. Not a single enzyme fails to reach its target and objective. Production never goes wrong inside the factory. The special folding of the new protein chain is never forgotten. The messengers never get lost. The cell is aware of the importance and delicate nature of this production at every moment. They know because every part of the cell acts under our Lord's inspiration at every moment. Every enzyme, every amino acid, and every atom that goes to make them up is a manifestation of Almighty Allah's infinite power and omniscience. Everything has bowed its head to our Almighty Lord, Lord and ruler of all the worlds, He who is omnipresent at all times. Everything is in His knowledge, and all things have submitted to Him. Creating all these worlds from nothing is a most easy matter for Allah the Merciful. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Everything in the heavens and everything in the earth belongs to Him. Allah is the rich beyond need, the praiseworthy.